Good afternoon. Another great day in progress throughout interior New York and New England, with temperatures continuing to climb. We'll fall about 10 degrees short of yesterday afternoon's highs, but still be up around 70 on average by late day today. High pressure is dominating from the mid and lower levels of the atmosphere, and essentially we've set up a blocking pattern, which means things aren't moving much in the atmosphere, even at the jet stream level. And the high pressure center, while over us, will deflect any storminess off to the west and south for the next several days. The result will be mostly sunny skies over the weekend, and after an overnight low tonight in the 40s, we'll bounce back to the mid-70s tomorrow, and right back into the mid-70s again for both Sunday and Monday. Eventually, the ridge of high pressure will start to break down a little bit on Tuesday, allowing some clouds to move in from the south. Still enough sunshine to get us to the mid-70s before we introduce at least the chance for a few showers by midweek next week on Wednesday and lingering into Thursday as that system, a very weak one, creeps up the eastern seaboard. Highs midweek next week will be in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories are out from northern Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota south through Iowa and Missouri and even down into Arkansas today, as a band of heavy wet snow mixed with rain and sleet at times will continue to affect the region. 2 to as much as 4 more inches of snow is expected in parts of the advisory area, and some places that have never recorded a snowfall in the month of May saw it yesterday, and we'll see more snow again today. Along with the snow is the unseasonably cold air, with many places experiencing record lows in the middle of the country, and a large part of the central and southern plains is under a frost and freeze warning. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Fullerton, California, to a low of 3 above zero at Saratoga, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 66 degrees, the average low 43. The record high is 89, set in 2001 and in 1913, and the record low 29 back in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:58 p.m., 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs around 70. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny and mild today with highs right around 70. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, mid-70s. Mostly sunny for Sunday and Monday. Highs both days in the mid-70s. Mid-70s again on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds. A few more clouds on Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe a scattered shower both days with highs reaching the lower 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.